From the studios of NPR West, it's Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, California and 16 other states are trying to make cars greener, but the Environmental Protection Agency says no.
That was one of the topics at a news conference President Bush held today at the White House. He was very critical of Congress in it for stuffing a year-end spending bill with what he called hundreds of wasteful projects, but he also talked nice, at least a little.
I just don't view life as zero sum. I think all of us deserve credit for getting some things done.
NPR's Don Gagne joins us now from the White House. Welcome back, Don. And I think the first question the president got was on this destruction of the CIA interrogation tapes. What happened with that?
Exactly. Right out of the bat. Topic number one, Terry Hunt, the veteran White House correspondent for Associated Press, talked about what he described as some ambiguity in the president's statement that he simply has no recollection about either the existence or the destruction of those CIA interrogation tapes. And here is what the president said to that.
Sounds pretty clear to me when I say I have the first recollection is when Mike Hayden briefed me. Pretty clear.
Mike Hayden, of course, the head of the CIA. And the second part of the question was, why won't he say if the tape's destruction was the responsible thing to do? Why not just say yes or no? And on that point, the president fell back on what has been the administration's public position since this story broke. It's a position they take on a lot of stories, that while oversight investigations are underway, the president simply won't comment at all. And he rebuffed any further attempts to get him to comment on it today.
There was another question that was kind of interesting, I thought, and that was about Vladimir Putin. Time magazine has just named him the Person of the Year. Of course, Mr. Bush has been Person of the Year at Time magazine at least a couple of times, I think. How does he view Mr. Putin getting the nod?
And let's remember, too, that on their first meeting back in 2001 in June in Slovenia, that's where the president said, again, after just a few hours of meeting with him, he'd looked into Mr. Putin's eyes and gotten a sense of his soul. Now the president is saying, well, Time magazine chose him because he has been a consequential leader. But then the president went on to say that the fundamental question is, consequential to what end? What will the country, what will Russia look like 10 years from now? The president said his hope is that Russia is a country that understands that there needs to be checks and balances. He did joke that he looks forward to a future alumni meeting of the Time Men of the Year to talk about all of this. They will meet in the coming year, but so far the president says he hasn't talked to Putin about what happens once he leaves the presidency and once he becomes Russia's prime minister.
I heard Mr. Bush sparring with several reporters there, maybe just a couple, over whether or not he would have anything to say about the presidential race that's underway now. Here's a little bit of that.
I would be very hesitant to support somebody who relied upon opinion polls and focus groups to define a way forward for a president. So my question to, if I were asking questions to people running for office, what are the principles that you will stand on?
You know, a number of candidates have been making criticisms of the president, and not just Democrats, Republicans, too.
Mike Huckabee, the now leading Republican in Iowa, has called President Bush's foreign policy an arrogant bunker mentality. The president said he would not comment on that while the primary is underway, but that he would get behind whoever the Republican nominee is after the primaries. And he predicted a Republican victory next November.
NPR's Don Gagne at the White House with the press conference today. Don, thanks again.
Always a pleasure.